Welcome to the second in this series of four podcasts. Join Bishop Tricia as she takes the four traditional themes of the season of Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, and looks at their message for the times we're living in. Bishop Tricia's second reflection is all about peace, a different kind of peace.
Christmas time might indeed be the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also bring particular stresses and challenging memories or decisions.
John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord."
Christmas time might indeed be, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. But it can also bring particular stresses and, for some, challenging memories or decisions. What then does peace mean amid the yet-to-be-done list and the, oh, I don't even want to think about that now, feeling which many of us have? I find reassurance that despite the glossy and carefully framed TV ads and the many how to host the perfect Christmas, all those articles online and in magazines and in supplements, I take such comfort that in spite of all of that, the first Christmas itself was pretty messy and it was also hard. Frankly, that can be quite a relief. Many of the complications associated with the first Christmas speak to our lives today. If we should happen to feel the weight of the perfect and the pressure of producing the most Instagrammable Christmas we can, perhaps we might just pause and recall the social awkwardness of the pregnancy. The journey from Nazareth at just the moment in a pregnancy you wouldn't want to travel. Heavy with pregnancy, it would have been hard, maybe even painful for Mary. And it was not a journey that Mary or Joseph had chosen. It was interjected into their lives by those who ruled over them. It disrupted plans and it cost them money. Joseph worked with his hands, a carpenter amongst other things, we're told. I wonder whether he would have preferred the first resting place for his firstborn child to be maybe in something he had crafted with care and love, instead of a feeding place for animals. It was hard. It was awkward. It was messy. And yet something was astir. Beyond all the disruption and the challenges, something good was happening. Something that would be good news for a world in turmoil and for each of us. We tend to think of peace as an absence, don't we? The absence of conflict, or the absence of noise, or the absence of disruption. When I was growing up, I'd often ask my mum, "What would you like for Christmas this year, Mum?" And she invariably would say, "Oh, I'd like a nice bit of peace and quiet." Only half jokingly. But Advent peace is much more than absence, the absence of conflict or disruption. It's about presence. And I don't mean just what's under the tree. It's about presence, God with us. About Jesus coming to live a life woven through with conflict and disruption. Whilst he was still young and vulnerable, the local ruler, Herod, sought to have him put to death. It was a plan that was only thwarted because the family managed to flee to Egypt at an angel's prompting, we're told. And throughout his ministry, people plotted against Jesus. A friend betrayed him, and his path to life led through the cross. Yet he was the one who was able to turn to his friends and say to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace do I give you." The night of his birth, the shepherds were terrified to the bone when the angels appeared. And yet the angel's song over Bethlehem was of joy and of peace to be shared. In their terror came the promise and assurance of presence. As the angels sang, the world was anything but peaceful, and yet the promise of peace echoed over the hills around Bethlehem. And that peace didn't mean the immediate end of Rome's occupation, nor the end of hardship. It meant that God himself had come, had drawn near, Emmanuel, God with us. His peace, Advent peace, is not fragile despite appearances, not dependent on everything going perfectly. It holds steady in the darkness and through turmoil. In our restless and divided world, we need this peace to receive it, to live by it, and to share it. When the world is often overtaken by hate or negativity, we're called to be those who are peacemakers, who craft peace, whom Jesus said would be blessed and who shall in turn bless. In our humble confidence, we will sing songs of praise and of resistance, of joy and of compassion, and we'll tell a different story. Advent reminds us that peace has come, has made its home among us, and comes still in Jesus. And we're looking to him anew this season, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. So let us pray. Jesus, Prince of Peace, when we are anxious or afraid, call us to draw closer to you, quieten our restless hearts, secure us in your presence. Let your peace flow through us into a world that is restless and longs for hope, for calm, for healing, for peace. Amen.
Bishop Tricia has prepared some notes to accompany each of these reflections, some questions for personal consideration or perhaps discussion within a group or with a friend or family member. And you can find these at our website, sodorandman.im. Thank you for listening.